It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Audrey, we're going to help out someone else that has been ghosted this time around. It's Jake and Bastrop. Good morning, Jake.
Hey,
guys. Thanks for agreeing to help me out.
Yeah, we're sorry you're having to go through this.
For real.
And we will give Annie a call, see if we can get her talking. But first, tell us what happened and what led us up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like we had a really amazing time on a date. Then I'm pretty sure she blocked me because she's just not responding to anything at all.
Wow. So,
when? Like right away or?
Yeah, the next day for sure.
Oh, wow.
And it doesn't make sense because we had such a great time in person. You know, like we had really similar personalities. Everything was going super well. We talked, you know, a lot before we even met up the first time.
Mm.
Nothing on the date suggested that she was going to ghost me or block me or whatever. And I thought it was a lot of fun. So I don't know. Even when we said goodbye, we hugged, I kissed her on the way out. She seemed into it.
We'll call Annie right now and see if we can get her to tell us what's going on, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on just a second, Jake.
Hello.
Hi, Annie. Brad Booker from Mix 94.7 and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but we are doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're trying to help out Jake, who reached out to us. And the whole point of our call here to you is to try to get him some answers. We're literally on nobody's side. We're kind of a middleman here. He told us that y'all met and went out on a great date, and he really, really likes you, but doesn't understand why he's not heard from you and is pretty sure that you blocked him.
Dang.
So do you mind kind of telling us what happened and figuring this out? And if you don't want to talk to him anymore, that's cool. We'll move on. But if there's some miscommunication, we'll clear the air.
Did you block him?
Well, I did, but there's a reason for that. I mean, I want to be honest. Like, at first, Jake seemed like a really, really great guy.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure if he actually is a really great guy.
Do you mind telling us why you think that?
Oh, this is good.
Well, yeah. I mean, so on our date, which was going well for a while, but then suddenly his phone was blowing up with notifications, and I made a joke about it, and I said, oh, who's hitting you up? And he showed me that there were actually notifications from Reddit, which I thought was weird, because I've never met anyone who had like a ton of Reddit notifications or
yeah.
His phone was blowing up. You know, like that's kind of odd,
mm-hmm.
A little strange. And I saw that it was people commenting to him or like liking his comments, and I was really curious about what that was about. And so I've only ever looked on the threads on there, and so I've never actually met someone who interacts with people. So I, like, as a joke, I, you know, just like a casual, like, haha, what's your username? And he wouldn't tell me, which I thought was super
full sus, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, full sus. And I that I will admit I actually caught a peek of his username later on in the night. And so I went home after the night was over and I did sort of a deep dive into this. And I'm kind of glad I did because it turns out that he's a complete troll online.
What do you mean?
When I clicked on his profile, I saw all of his activity and I was completely shocked. It felt like a documentary. He leaves the most negative comments and hateful comments on all these different community feeds or threads. I don't know what they're called exactly. I'm not a Reddit person. And it was crazy. It's like this entirely different person from the guy I met online and then met in person who seemed really great. And I thought, oh, he could be a really great guy. But to be honest with you, like I've dealt with not great guys in the past who seemed great at first. And my thought process is if he's saying terrible things to random people online, he could do that to me too.
Mm-hmm.
One day.
So you did block him then?
I did, just honestly, for my own safety. I needed to move on.
Wow.
This is already kind of major red flag for me.
Oh, yeah.
See, but I have a friend that does this too. He does.
You have a friend that's a troll?
He has a burner account on Twitter that he... Yes, basically.
Oh my God.
Sports related, though.
Oh.
It's all sports related.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But he's super nice in real life, but he just has that, you know.
He's got to get it out.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. So maybe he's a good dude and just that's his outlet. I don't know.
Jake, I want to give you a chance to defend yourself. Are you a troll?
Guys, no. Look, the whole point of anonymous boards is that people ask questions they want honest answers to. And if you're not honest with them, the system doesn't work. You know, people are coming there and they want to know, like, am I the asshole? And I have to be like, yes, you are. That's how you learn. That's what they wanted to know. That's the whole point of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving anybody, like, I'm not telling anybody anything they didn't ask for. This is like feedback people are looking for. And the whole point is to be anonymous about it. And it's weird for you to like follow somebody's anonymous commenting. Like you've destroyed the whole point. Now it feels like stalking. I think that this big enough turn off for me anyway, so I'm glad we figured this all out.
Look at the dude switch it and turn it all
around.
Yeah,
turning it around on her. God.
Well, anyway, obviously this was not a match, but now, Jake, you came to us to get answers. You got answers. Now you know. Annie, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
For coming out and telling us why you did what you did, and it makes sense, and maybe, Jake, you can learn from this if you choose. If not, then maybe you'll find someone that doesn't care.
I want to know his user handle so we can rate it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.